We all know how crazy the airline industry has been lately, right? I mean, everyone's flying again. Demand is through the roof. It's kind of wild out there. But here's something most people don't think about. What's it actually taking to, keep all those planes up in the air? That's what we're diving into today, the world of aviation maintenance.
It's a side of things most passengers never see, for sure.
Exactly. And it's getting even more intense thanks to this post-pandemic travel surge. We're talking big changes, some real challenges behind the scenes.
Absolutely, it's a whole ripple effect.
And to guide our deep dive today, we've got a timely article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine. The title kind of says it all. The Aviation Maintenance Sector: Will the Good Times Last?
Catchy title. And it gets right to the heart of the uncertainty a lot of folks in the industry are feeling these days.
No kidding. You know, it's funny. We see those packed airports, the lines, the whole bit. But who's thinking about the mechanics keeping everything running? This article had a stat that really hit me. Airlines are only planning on retiring 24% fewer planes than usual over the next few years. That's a lot of older aircraft staying in service.
Yeah, that number really highlights the pressure these airlines are under. It's all about meeting that huge demand for seats.
Makes sense. Got to keep those planes flying if they want to sell tickets.
Exactly. Retiring a plane isn't as simple as it sounds either. It's a whole cost analysis thing. And right now, flying those older aircraft is often the more economical option, even if it means more maintenance down the line.
So it's a bit of a trade-off then. Short-term gain, but maybe higher costs eventually.
That's the dilemma. And it's putting a strain on the maintenance, repair, and overhaul sector, the MRO industry, as it's called.
MRO, got it.
Yeah.
So older planes, more frequent maintenance. I'm guessing that equals big business for these MRO companies.
You bet. We're talking about a massive surge in demand, unlike anything in recent memory. McKinsey, they're a big consulting firm. They're predicting MRO spending will hit $135 billion with a B by 2034. And a good chunk of that's driven by this need to keep these aging fleets in the air.
Whoa, $135 billion.
Yeah.
That's a lot of maintenance. But you mentioned something earlier about this boom, maybe not lasting. What happens after all this initial work on the older planes?
Right, because it's not as simple as just a surge and then back to normal, is it? There are other factors at play here that make things really interesting. One of the big ones, new planes. Remember those supply chain nightmares everyone was talking about?
Oh, yeah. Felt like everything was backordered for ages.
Exactly. Well, things are finally easing up, which means aircraft manufacturers can start catching up on all those orders.
So new planes are finally rolling out. That should take some pressure off the whole MRO situation, right? Less maintenance needed for brand new aircraft.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? And in some ways, it's true. A new plane, fresh off the line, it's less likely to need major work.
Like a new car, right?
Yeah.
Fewer repairs in the beginning.
Perfect analogy. But, and there's always a but, isn't there? These new planes, they come with their own quirks, their own maintenance demands.
Oh, interesting. So what's the catch with these new planes?
Well, a lot of them are built with these super lightweight materials, composites, carbon fiber, special alloys, that sort of thing. Strong, fuel efficient.
Sounds good so far.
It is. But repairing those materials, it's not as straightforward. You bang up a metal panel on an older plane, it's one thing. These composites, whole different ballgame.
Specialized training, I'm guessing.
You got it. And that adds to the cost and complexity if the MRO company has to adapt quickly. And then there's the engines.
What about them?
These new planes, often they've got these next-gen engines, super efficient, less pollution, but man, are they complicated. More sensors, tighter tolerances, software is a bigger deal.
So even though they're newer, they might need more attention.
It's a possibility. And that plays into the bigger problem facing the MRO industry. It's not just about having enough mechanics on hand, it's having ones with the right skills for these new planes. Which brings us to something else that blew my mind in this article, the whole digital side of things. Or the lack of it.
This is what got me too. We're in the age of AI, big data, everything's instant. But the MRO world, it's still using paper records. Seriously.
It's wild, right? McKinsey's doing the survey, and their findings are pretty clear. A huge chunk of the industry, they're relying on paper for everything, logs, parts, even just talking to each other between teams.
I had no idea it was that common. So why is that? Why haven't they gone digital?
Well, there are a few reasons. One is the regulations, right? Aviation is serious business. Safety is paramount, which means tons of paperwork documenting every tiny thing.
Yeah, makes sense. With all those regulations, switching over to digital probably feels like, I don't know, a logistical nightmare.
Exactly. Plus, there's the cost factor. I mean, these digital systems, they're not cheap. Software, hardware, training, It's a big investment, especially for companies already dealing with tight budgets, you know. Airlines want those maintenance costs low.
Right, so they're hesitant to rock the boat if it means spending a bunch of money up front, even if there are long-term savings. But still, don't the benefits of going digital, outweigh all that
No,
eventually?
absolutely. And that's where we're starting to see a change in the industry. More and more companies are realizing this isn't just some tech fad, it's the future, plain and simple. If you want to stay competitive in the MRO world, you got to embrace the digital tools.
Okay, so paint me a picture then. How does digital actually revolutionize things? Give me the concrete ways this tech makes a difference.
All right, imagine this. Every single record, part order, conversation between the guys on the ground, all of it at your fingertips, instantly. That's the power of going digital. Streamlined, fewer errors, and here's the big one. You can use all that data to make smarter decisions.
Data-driven decision-making. I like the sound of that. So what's that look like in real life?
Take predictive maintenance. It's a game changer. Instead of just doing inspections on a schedule, right, you've got sensors all over the aircraft monitoring every little thing: engine temp, vibrations, how much wear on a part.
It's like a Fitbit for a plane,
Yeah.
tracking its health constantly.
Exactly. And all that data feeds into some seriously smart software, analyzing it in real time, looking for even tiny red flags that could mean trouble later on.
So catching problems early before they become major headaches,
Yeah.
saving airlines money, fewer delays.
Exactly. Less downtime, more efficiency. Predictive maintenance means MRO providers can target their efforts. No more grounding a plane for a full inspection if it's not really needed.
Win-win all around. Passengers, airlines, everyone benefits.
Right, and that's not even scratching the surface. We're going to see more automation, robotics doing complex repairs, even 3D printing for custom parts on demand. It's an exciting time.
It really does sound like the MRO world's on the verge of something big.
Okay.
But as we've been talking about, it's not without its hurdles. So if our listeners take away one thing today, what should it be?
I'd say this. Aviation maintenance, it's a lot more dynamic than most people realize. It's an industry at a turning point. Challenges, sure, but massive opportunities too.
A good reminder that every time we fly, there's a whole hidden world working to get us there safely. Skilled people, cool tech, and yeah, maybe still some paperwork.
A hidden world that's essential, keeps us all connected, keeps the world moving.
Well said. Thanks for taking us behind the scenes. This was a fascinating deep dive.
Happy to do it. It's a topic I'm passionate about, that's for sure.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us. Until next time, safe travels.